It's the 29th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Now that Nadine Dorries has formally stepped down, 79 days after her first announcement, a by-election can now be called in mid-Bedfordshire, likely to occur sometime in early October. The two main candidates hoping to erase Conservative Party domination in the area are Emma Holland-Lindsay for the Liberal Democrats and Labour candidate Alistair Stratham. Miss Dorries, in her scathing 1,800-word resignation letter, had no kind words for current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. She blames him for removing her name from Boris Johnson's peerage list and a itinerary of failures in his Prada shoes and Savile Row suit. The former Culture Secretary refused to say whether she would be voting for her own party in the upcoming general election. Data provided by the Ben Kinsella Trust, a charity dedicated to eliminating knife crime, has shown that over 65% of individuals detained by police had no prior knife-related offences. The disturbing figures, to the charity's dismay, reveal that carrying a blade in public across Bedfordshire has become normalised. A fire which broke out at a commercial site in Ravenston yesterday morning was attended by both Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue and the police. A large quantity of black smoke was seen rising out of the building, causing emergency responders to issue a warning for local residents to keep all doors and windows closed. As a result of the blaze, a power outage also affected some area property owners. Hunter, Ned and Laser, three security dogs involved in sniffing out contraband at London Luton Airport, were offered a thank you over the weekend with an International Dog Day picnic. The helpful hounds feasted on treats which included doggy donuts, cakes and biscuits. That's all I have for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.